From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. A federal judge in Sacramento is expected to decide this week whether to temporarily suspend a new state law that bans gay conversion therapy for minors. The ban takes effect on January 1st. KPCC's Julie Small reports.
California's new law prohibits licensed therapists from counseling gay youths to change their sexual orientation. The state legislature enacted the groundbreaking ban earlier this year. Counselors and parents sued to overturn the law. The parents have said the therapy helped their teenage sons. In a 50-minute hearing on Friday, their attorney asked U.S. District Judge Kimberly Mueller to stop the ban on conversion therapy from taking effect while they challenge it in court. Deputy State Attorney General Alexandra Gordon argued the ban protects young people from a practice that mainstream mental health organizations reject. Judge Mueller said she planned to issue a written ruling sometime this week. I'm Julie Small.
Today, California's newly elected lawmakers will be sworn into office. And every year, it happens before official election results are final. While it's rare that a sworn-in lawmaker would be unseated, it did happen back in 1980. Then Republican Assemblymember Adrian Fonzie was unseated after a recount determined that Stockton area Democrat Patrick Johnston won the election. Johnston said after he won a court battle, it was left up to assembly members to unseat Fonzie and vote him into office.
The Democrats who were in the majority saw it my way. They voted to seat me in place of Mr. Fonzie. There was a fair amount of rhetorical statements made, but things settled down in the coming days and weeks.
Johnston said it was political theater. Ultimately, seating of members of the legislature is based on the vote count and not who has the power. That's the KRCB California Update. I'm Mark Prell.